Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning Team Kaizen call. And I think we're going to have a sharing call this morning. So thank you. Thank you, everyone that's on. And I'm pretty sure we'll have some more coming on. Quite a few people were going to continue traveling for the next day or two and may or may not be on. It was a fabulous event. It was so wonderful being there with all of you, and it's just a heart-opening experience for sure, getting even closer to Ben Woodward was amazing, being with all our brothers and sisters from around the world was amazing, and yeah, we just enjoyed everything about it. So let's share some whatever you would like from your heart. I was looking through my notes and made some a couple of marks, but why don't you go ahead and share? And if we have some time, I'll share a little bit that I got from notes. Gloria Snyder, what? You were the first one I saw on, so why don't you start first?
Good morning. Good morning. I feel so blessed this morning to have made the decision to go. I had promised my husband years ago that I would not do anything with this business that took finances out of the house account. I would do it all out of the business account. And so working hard to have that business account and to be able to make a trip like this was such a blessing, and to have him with me and have such profound experiences. If you've met my husband, he is the extreme opposite of me in as far as outgoingness. He prefers to be the listener rather than the talker. But he said this morning, as he put on his Nikan necklace, he said, "I'm going to be selling a few of these today. I know people who need these." And so what a nice idea for him to start his day off. And the event was everything that Nikan deserved, all these images that will be online and shared. It was exactly what they deserve to be shown to the world as a an upbeat and a company who, they didn't do things extravagantly. They did things classy. They weren't afraid to show that they had the strength of conviction by putting speakers on the stage who were experts in their field and not just talking about Nikan products, but about the basics of what these products offer to the world, without even mentioning the sleep expert speaking from Oxford. Wasn't even sure why he had been invited, but I'm sure he got the message while he was in that room of just how much his expertise was needed. So thank you to everyone who was there, who waved at me, kissed me, hugged me, supported me mentally. It was a perfect.
Oops. Okay. Are you still there, Gloria?
I'm here, but I'm muted.
Oh, you're muted. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see, David Anderson. You're the next one.
Okay. Am I here?
Yes. I hear you.
You can hear me. Okay, well, the conference was an overwhelming, amazing event. At so many different levels, Ben Woodward and what the company is doing was very impressive. The new things that are coming with the website are amazing. The speakers were amazing. For me, going back, as I'm thinking about this, there was one of the speakers who talked about, you know, that we've got cows and used the image of needing to slay some cows. And so as I'm sort of reflecting on this morning, I'm thinking back to what John K. Lynch said about, you know, you need to believe 100% in the company, 100% in the products, 100% in the industry, but 100% also in yourself. And I have some cows that I really need to, well, as you said, kiss and let go, not take to the slaughterhouse. But I have some grow and evolve to deserve or to accept the gift of Nikan. I mean, that is, you know, so I am thinking here, what do I need to do? So I in my area, when I meet people, I am the message of Nikan, and I need to become a better messenger. I need to build some of their habits. You know, it's taking off. And if I'm going to, you know, have my seat on the rocket ship, my old habits that have some momentum with them that have been self-defeating in the past. So, you know, we talk about this being a personal growth industry, and what it brought home to me is this is so amazing, and for me to be involved in this, I still need personal growth, and that's exciting, and it's also scary at the same time. So that's, you know, that's what I'm contemplating as we're starting to head back.
Oh,
and to add one thing, that I don't need to do that alone. I'm in a community that recognizes that language and is supportive and reaching out. So there is a, you know, we are a family and a community committed to personal growth for everyone. So, like, I'm not the only person who needs some personal growth. It's just that I'm aware of the particular growth that I need. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, what David is referring to there is Dr. Camilo Cruz, who is an amazing guy himself. He is a university professor and degrees all over the place in quantum physics and a whole bunch of other stuff. Wrote a book called Once Upon a Cow. He became a motivational speaker, I guess you'd say, and he wrote this book to talk about the beliefs that we have that are not useful to us, the things that developed growing up. Did somebody want to say something about that? Anyway, it was amazing. And one of the things he did, he said a couple other things. He talked about Beethoven's life. And when Beethoven went deaf at, I see somebody's phone is interfering here. I'm going to. When Beethoven went deaf at 46, he wasn't done composing. I mean, he had music in his heart that he wanted to get out to other people, and he said he was going to declare war on meditation. And he composed his last piece lying on the floor with his ear to the floor, playing a piano that had no legs, that was sitting flat on the floor, feeling the vibration in his whole body. And it was one of the most magnificent pieces ever written. You know, that one that starts out, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. That thing, and just amazing what people can do if they believe in themselves and they are not limited by, you know, not self-limiting themselves. So pretty powerful stuff. He also quoted Wayne Dyer talking about we all have a good dog and bad dog, and the good dog is the one that says, you know, things that we can believe in the positive things, and the bad dog is the one that says, no, you can't do that, you're not worthy, all that sort of stuff. And he says, which dog wins when they're both talking to us? And he says, the one that we feed the most. So that, I thought that was a good thought to contemplate. All right, next one is Patricia Van Gilder. So it was wonderful to see you and Jack there, Patricia.
Good morning. Wow, what a wonderful weekend and a trip and vacation and just so much fun to see everybody. Been looking through my notes this morning, and it was, I think for me it was the globalism of the event. Obviously it was the world celebration, but how huge we are and how we are touching people's lives around the world, no matter what the language, people still need what we have. And listening to Susan Carver, who just made this whirlwind trip around South America, she said, stop looking for the magic. You are it. And Julie Tarr talked about, and I really like this, it said, it was a quote, and those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who cannot hear the music. And we're just getting people to hear the music, to help them understand that they can have a better life. Like Gloria said, the experts, my gosh, Roger Drummer likes to get on stage and have no scripted talk. And he just gets up there and talks about the energy of the body, the life force, how, I mean, it's not just supplements. It's how the magnetics resonate with the body to improve the nutritionals, how all of these nature forces that we have, that God gave us, we have it in a perfect form. I crawled in my Niken bed last night, and I felt so good.
Yeah.
It was so nice to be home. One of the leaders on stage at a panel, he said, don't bargain with this. And for me, it's to stop playing with this. You know, at the times when I get scared, be bold. Ben Woodward started out with, you know, we are lions among sheep, and it's, you know, or we are shepherds among sheep, and it's our job to lovingly show people this. It's their job to decide what to do with it. And Wolfgang Sonnenberg talked about hit your real why. When your why is so big, you just do not care, and they cannot stop you. The sheep are blinded. We really, truly are leaders in this journey. Ben Woodward talked also about, you know, this is scary. We're swimming against the current, but we see something better. And Julie Tara said, just go out and love the world. You know, people need a little love. And it's a gift. You know how gifts go. You get the gift, and then it's their job to receive it or what they want to do with it. So it was just a fabulous, positive, it was so wonderful to have access to leaders from around the world, and they all shared insights. I talked to a number of them and just asked specific questions. They were so gracious with their time and information. Even in a hurry, they stopped and shared with me. And where else do you get that in corporate world? And so, Jack, you want to share anything? My Jack's here. He wanted to listen. We're here this morning. It's raining, so... yeah, go spread the joy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was amazing to me. And did you want to share, Jack?
Yeah, get busy, Jack.
Yeah,
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me.
Okay.
Yeah. The husbands are in. That was amazing. The husbands are, to see all the husbands that were there and even the ones that weren't there, you know, we hear a lot from the women because we're the ones maybe at home doing the business more so while the men are going out and supporting us for this interim in between. And how wonderful to see the men share at the luncheon Saturday on the patio, the lunchtime. It was awesome. Awesome.
That was awesome, for sure. And, yeah, we even had one of the husbands sing to us, didn't we, to the whole group.
Yeah.
Scott Weiskerber, that was awesome. Let's see, next. And what one of the things you said about the global, too, Patricia, that always touches me. Every time I've been to a global NECAN event, it just is amazing how, you know, that Mr. Masuda's dream was to have peace in the world through humans being more. And we really can see that. Here's the director of Russia standing up and, you know, talking about how they got started there in Russia and how they've grown and what their dreams are for the future. And we know all those people are going to humans being more. I mean, it just has to bring the world closer together. It's just amazing and wonderful, and I love it. Okay, Margie Kalalui, I think Margie and Robert were there. Robert, I think, was another one that said he was recommitted to be, you know, support and everything. So that's really exciting. What would you guys like to share?
Well, you know, I really love the speakers, and I wish, well, I hope that they have it, you know, on YouTube. But I really liked one thing that I really got from Dr. Dremmer is how powerful that even the sample was. You know, the sample of the sleep system, where if you had that little pad and had somebody that was a special child, because his wife works with special kids for people that weren't there, that they just sitting on it, it got their nervous system. I mean, they acted different. And just those little pads, you know, we get them as samples for, well, they're like $25 and you got the comforter and everything. The little sample comforter, I thought that was just amazing. So now I know what to do with all my samples. Besides, you choose it on your back, but really, you know, let people sit on it. So I really love that. But then I also love the guy from Oxford. I mean, he really explains sleep and how it really makes a difference with your brain, with children, but also your eyes. I mean, I'm going to tell everybody, you need to be sleeping with that eye mask because not only does it help your eyesight and sleep, but it really does a lot for the brain. Yeah, so I really like that. And there's just so much. And I'm really excited about the website. This was like one of the best conventions we've been to, and the gala was just amazing. I mean, the food that they had and all the ice carvings on the table, I mean, it really went all out. So I'm just so grateful that I'm in NECAN. And Robert's in. He's been in, but now he's going to take more action. Infinite love and gratitude.
Absolutely. One of the things I loved about what Russell, see, what was his name? Anyway, the from Oxford, the professor, he talked too about how important sleep is. I mean, to almost every aspect of our health, including mental health, because we have to go through and what a challenge it is. For people who are working around the clock, people that are working night shifts, it's very difficult for them to prep their bodies to cope and their brains to cope with all this. And so then they get into drinking Red Bull, you know, those high sugar, high caffeine things, which upset the brain even more. And we just all need to work together more to bring this wellness home concept to more and more people, because they just absolutely need it, and they need the education. They need to know, you know, the importance of a lot of the problems are just a result of not knowing how important all that is. Thank you, Margie and Robert. It was wonderful to see you guys there. Pam and Ron Barnes were there too. What would you guys like to share?
Okay, we're here. Sorry, we were on the board.
All right.
Everybody said such wonderful stuff, and, you know, you just go, oh, yeah. It was indeed a fabulous conference. Different in the atmosphere. It was fun, always the camaraderie, and it was so great, you know, Jackie, Karen, that so many of your group, our group was there and had that connective source. We haven't had so many at lunch that day. I think that's just fabulous, too. But I liked, and I'm trying to add and not repeat, okay? It's hard because everybody's hit on so many great things. But I like the word the Nikan choice. You know, we're having a Nikan choice event. Would you, you know, come and listen and about this choice that there is out there in life? And because that's what it is. Life is about choices. And, you know, like you said, don't tell them what it is. It's a Nikan choice, you know, to choose a healthy road. And where in the world are you going to go unless you're in medical school or doing a continuing ed that I'm going to pay big bucks for? To hear a professor from Oxford University speak. I mean, look at the price we paid for this convention.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they could do it. You know, we're just so glad to have Roger Drummer there and Dr. Naidu, you know, back in and solidified with us and you know, making more. I know there's more on the horizon in that way from him. I mean, we are definitely in the right place, associated with the right company, the right people, the right integrity, the quality of this convention, and not that any of them weren't, but it was really a deeper thing. Now Ron's going to say that.
I haven't heard the whole call this morning as we've been screwing around here and I'm headed out the door, but one of the things that really hit me, of course, I'm sure everybody shared that I'm all in, but Jeff Eisen's comment about the stock and his reference, his story about where he recommended Apple stock when the company was done. He bought it for $18 a share and related it, and that was now around $900 a share. And the other stock that he had recommended sometime later that hit him, and he's not a big stock player, but these are things that he just felt were stocks to buy. And the one being Delta, because he flew Delta, and he liked it, recommended it to all the employees, even when they were on the verge of bankruptcy. And so another one that has turned, and how many times did he reference, now's the time to be buying stock in Nikan? And, of course, we can't buy publicly traded stock, meaning put our investment into what we have, because the company's getting ready to just – explode from the great roots that it has of 40 years of history, but it really is a new Nikan. It's more than just saying Nikan 2.0, but really is just a new day, if you will. So I think his analogy, I connected to that, and where now's the time to be buying stock in that, and it's just a pivotal time. There's different things that happen in people's lives and in corporate lives that are just pivotal, and this is one of those times.
Absolutely. It's just amazing work, huh? Oh, invest in your future, yeah, because the way we invest in our future is by building a Nikan business. And no one else has Nikan. Somebody said in the speakers that Nikan owns the market on sleep, really. I mean, there is no one who can provide the sleep that Nikan can provide. I mean, that is a very, very big thing, especially after you heard Dr. Russell talk about, you know, the tremendous importance of sleep and what they're learning now more and more. But Roger Drummer said one thing, that during deep sleep, the deep dreamless sleep is when our brain gets washed by the fluid, you know, that's all over the brain and the spine normally, but it really gets washed and clean during that deep sleep. Well, if we never have deep sleep because we're up and awake and trying to work at that time, or we're taking drugs to sleep, or we're taking drugs to stay awake, you know, we don't get that, and the long-term outcome of that is probably not going to be very good. But it was amazing in every way. We got a couple minutes here. I'm just going to kind of flip through my.
How about our new Nikan presentation?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a new Nikan presentation that they're working on. The website, guys, is just absolutely going to be beautiful. The colors are different. The pictures are different. It's going to be so much more user-friendly to find your way through it will be magnetic. It will pull people in. There's, one of the things they talk about is when somebody comes to our website, that you got about 3 seconds to attract them, you know, and if you don't, they're off to the next one. And so this really will pull you in. I mean, it's going to be great. And it has the way, instead of having all the information in the face, it's all collapsed, you know. If you want to learn more about it, you click here and it expands, and you can learn all the way to the details of all the magnetic studies and everything. I mean, it'll just be fabulous. And also they're going to have a training system that's built in that's going to be much clearer. And anyway, we're all going to love that. Dr. Camilo Cruz said, when anybody asks you how you are, what do you say? Say, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Woo-hoo! Try it for a week and see how it, you know, instead of, oh, pretty good or not too bad or, you know, could be worse or anything like that, say, fantastic. It's our attitude that makes us magnetic. I told you about that one. Roger Drummer is the one that said he can't own the solutions to sleep. He talked about, and nutrition too, KVB, Siaga, progesterol, immunity, those things really can change. You know, the right protein in the morning without the sugars and the proper fat that feeds the brain can just make such a tremendous difference in your life. Yeah, Karen and I can vouch 100%. It will absolutely, you will have no craving for sugar or for anything that makes you fat. We've both been fasting periodically, fasting one day a week for the last several weeks anyway, and we just don't get hungry. I mean, we don't get hungry. Our body is, the fat that is stored in the body then comes into action. So when we fast, the bad protein, the proteins that are miscreated in some way in our body get gobbled up, especially in the brain and different places. So fasting is a good thing, but, you know, do it. What do you want to, I mean, if that makes sense to you, but and study about it and everything. Anyway, and you're in moderation, yeah. And deep sleep. In deep sleep, the brain shuts off, Roger says. And so it, when it shuts off, it puts that continuous da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. And as we go, I've noticed in my meditation that I'm able to go deeper because that chatterbox isn't going all the time. Anyway, there was lots of wonderful stuff. Yeah, the Susan Carver and Julie Tara thing was absolutely amazing. Open your heart. Open your heart and just let the love flow out. And you will become very magnetic, very attractive. Let your love light shine. Okay, well, thank you, everyone that shared, and we just love and appreciate every one of you, and we're all in. We are your mentors. We are committed to helping you be successful. They talked about how Ben Woodward talked about how important it was. Forbes did a study that people that had entrepreneurs need mentors. And the ones that did have mentors, their production, their effectiveness, their overall, you know, value to the world increased by over 100%. So we're all working together with you. We love and appreciate you. And let's rock.
We're all in,
Karen. Thank you for gathering us.
We are all in.
Everyone.
Hi.
We are in.
All in.
All in.
Woohoo!
Conference muted.
Okay, anybody else want to say all in? Okay, we love you. Goodbye.